This Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech podcast is made possible by Vision Store. Remember, all Vision Stores are open to the general public. You don't need to be a Vision Australia client to visit. Pop in any time to browse and shop the latest in assistive technology and more.
Hello everyone, welcome to Talking Tech, this edition available from March the 5th, 2024. I'm Stephen Jolly, great to have you with us, listening maybe through Vision Australia Radio, associated stations of RPH Australia, or perhaps the Community Radio Network. There is also the podcast. To catch that, all you need to do is search for the two words Talking Tech, and down it can all come, usually on a Tuesday afternoon, just after it's been produced. Another option is to ask your Siri device or smart speaker to play Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech Podcast. Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech Podcast. With me, someone who can explain all this tech stuff really well, Vision Australia's National Advisor on Access Technology, David Woodbridge. David, we're not starting really high tech this week, but it is something from the Vision Store, as we talk about a product from the Vision Store of Vision Australia each week. Colouring books.
So the whole series is called My First Colouring Book. And at the moment, we've got three online. We've got animals, fruit, and vehicles. And basically what they are, they're a tactile raised drawing of, let's say, for example, an animal. And then on that page, you've also got the name in Braille and as well as print of the actual animal in this case. So the nice thing is you can either use that to, if you want to, and you don't have to, you can colouring in for your heart's content on that front part of the page, or you can turn it over, and then you, if you like, because it's a raised drawing on the other side, you've officially got an indented or an engraved version of the picture that you can also colouring in on the back. So, and I guess I haven't seen these yet, Steve, because I only ordered mine over the weekend. But I'm assuming maybe the animals also have been coloured in properly on the front. So I'll talk about it next week when I get my hands on it and show it to my daughter with my grandson. So I'm assuming it's probably pre-coloured in on the front, and then you do your own colouring on the back of it. I would have loved this with my own children as a blind dad. When my kids were young, being able to enjoy colouring in and talking about the animals or the vehicles, whatever you're asking, you might be doing. And the reason why I brought up the other two at the moment for the fruit and the vehicle ones is because on the website at the moment, right down the bottom, the animal one says this is also purchased with either the fruit one or the vehicle one. So if you're not scrolling down far enough, you miss that. So be aware of that. And secondly, there's going to be about 20 of these books in this colouring series. So I think this is absolutely amazing. And of course, at the end of the day, it teaches children about shapes and so on.
That's from the Vision Store of Vision Australia. What are loop earbuds?
These are basically acoustic earbuds. Now, when I say earbuds, I'm not talking about earphone type electrical ones. I'm talking about those little foam stoppery things that in the old days you stuck in your ear so that you could walk past the jackhammer or go to sleep on an aircraft. Well, these are actually like that, but they're much, much, much more advanced. So for example, depending on the silicone tip that you attach to the primary loop earbud, it can cancel out, and this is again all acoustic, no electronics involved, different types of sounds, from harsh drumming sounds in a musical festival to other weird noises in an aircraft and so on. Now, the ones that I bought were very basic. So you got the stem of the loop earbud itself, and then you could attach three or four different sizes depending on how big your ear hole is. And these were basically ones for speech and general noise. I think it was below 24 decibels. But the one that's $96, and the reason why I mentioned the price roughly is because that one is the one that I really want to get. And this one has got some sort of acoustic ring mechanism where you can adjust it between the different types of sounds that you want to filter out, whether it's sort of, you know, brown noise, white noise, jackhammers, aircraft noise, and so on. So my wife has given me full permission to go and buy the more expensive one. But as a starter, these things are absolutely amazing. Now, what I haven't tried out myself personally, I haven't tried to wander outside and walk down the road with these in my ears because I'm a bit worried about how would I hear what's around me. But you can definitely wear them inside, for me personally again, and listen to people talking to you. But all the other sounds have that sort of slightly deadened sound, so it's not so overwhelming.
Amazon Echo, a new smart speaker, just a little one.
I think this has been around for a little while. I think it's just only because it's now noticeable in Australia via the Amazon.com.au website. So basically what it is, if you can imagine a round Amazon Echo third generation, which is the round one which had the, you know, the volume up and volume down, and then on each side of that cross it had the actions button and the mute button. Well, if you cut that thing in half and put a speaker on the front of it, take away the 3.5mm headphone jack, take away the actions button and the mute button. So literally you've just got to play, pause, the volume up and volume down. That's the Echo Pop. So it's meant to be for those people that just want a little smart speaker to control their home and to get relevant information about the time, date and weather. I would suggest personally, if you've already got an Echo 2 or Echo 3 hanging around as a bit of a spare, you are not going to get any more extra advantage in buying one of these, particularly because for me, with my Echo 3, I can still plug in a external wired speaker if I wish, not just Bluetooth.
There's a new accessible recorder around, the Zoom H6 Essential, and Jonathan Mosen speaks well of it and speaks very well explaining it.
He does. So I did this on the Blind Pod Makers podcast. This Zoom recorder actually does speak the menus, which is number one, pretty amazingly fantastic. And the way he went about talking about XLR mics being plugged in, cables being plugged in, using the built-in microphone versus an external microphone, linking it up as an audio device to your computer, transferring files backwards and forwards, all that sort of stuff is 100% accessible. He did point out a few things which are not that great. For example, when you arm or disarm a track, the beep's exactly the same. But he said, as a go at accessibility for, you know, a first release, it's pretty amazing. So this is a full-blown six-track make your breakfast and coffee type thing in the morning. But he will be reviewing two other essential units in the Zoom Essential series. So this is the top end one. I'm assuming he'll then do the medium one and the lower end one. But I just think it's amazing, Stephen, that now we have a fully accessible by itself recorder that you can independently use with speech output. And the fact that is when you take this out of the box, the first option is guide on or off. Now, by default, it's on. So for all sighted people, they just know how to turn it off because it just says on, off, toggle on the screen. I reckon that's amazing. That really is like an Apple product where it first comes up when you start up your Mac or your iPhone and you've got speech first and then you choose to ignore it.
And most people have to get that annoying thing out of the way first, the annoying speaking thing. Yeah. It's more than a recorder though, isn't it? It's an audio interface. It's a playback mixer.
Literally, it's like having a recorder, let's say a Victor Reader Stream, which has got all these other amazing features with it. I'm probably going to get my hands on one of them. I'm not sophisticated enough to use this H6 Essential one, so hopefully I'll be looking at the other ones, but it's amazing. This one's about $499 Australian, so let's see what the other one's coming at later on this year.
Physically, what is it?
If you take the size of, let's say, my hand, my current recorder, which is the Podtrac P4 from Zoom, the recorder is slightly shorter from my wrist to my fingertips, and it's the same width as my hand. Now, that's about the size of the Zoom H6 Essential. So it's not enormous. It's not small. What Jonathan said is that you could probably try and fit it in your pocket if you really, really pushed, but it's not a pocket recorder. You've still got to carry it around in your hand.
So for people who are Braille users, those Braille displays like the Brailleant BI20X, it's sort of in that area.
Correct,
is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Very interesting to see how that goes. Mm. Now, you read something recently on the microphone for speech recognition. You need a reasonable one.
Correct. So this was written by a person who has MS, and what he said was that over the years he's used different microphones because I think he said he was a retired BBC presenter or journalist, and because when you've got MS, your voice is not as loud sometimes, or it's soft depending on how you're feeling. You're not always pronouncing words clearly and so on. But what he found was that the better the microphone, the better it was for the software in the background to actually work out what he was saying. And he said there was two important things to remember in doing this, is that number one, when you're using voice dictation, the clearer the microphone, the more accurate your voice dictation is going to be. And I've been finding that a lot with Siri at the moment. I've been trying to use it with another different type of headset, and what can I say, my voice dictation has been absolutely appalling. That's number one. The second one is to control your system. Now, I'm not talking about Siri or A-Lady or Google or anything else. I'm talking about controlling your computer from your voice, such as opening up documents, going back to your desktop, all that sort of stuff, again, where the system has to be able to hear what you're saying. So what he said at the end of the day is the clearer the microphone is, the closer it is to your mouth, the more powerful the microphone is, the better off you are. And if anybody tells you that you can use your laptop microphone or a cheap microphone to use voice dictation or voice control, they're living on a different planet. So if you want to get the best out of a voice system that you're using your voice to control it, then at the very least, the microphone needs to be right near your mouth and it needs to be a reasonably good quality. So have a read of this linked article in the show notes, and it's quite interesting.
Let's talk now about the Envision AI app, and that it's available on the Blind Shell Classic 2 phone. Tell us what the app is about.
So the Envision AI app, it's a Swiss Army knife utility. So it actually gives you things like barcode reading, QR code reading, face recognition, object recognition, cash or currency identification. So it's sort of similar to what Seeing AI actually does. It's available on Android, iOS, and of course now the Blind Shell Classic 2 as an application that you can install. And remember also that all three of these different types of phones, of course, support the Envision AI glasses, which is, of course, the ones you wear with the camera that does everything that the app can do, except it's much more usable because you're wearing them on your face. I personally still have concerns about a lot of this stuff to do with face recognition, object recognition, and scene detection. And of course, the difference between object recognition and scene detection is object detection is just one object. Scene detection is telling you what's the whole range of objects in your environment. And number one, it's still a bit slow. And number two, it still doesn't get it quite accurately correct. So I personally think we're about a couple of years away from this thing being 100% accurate. I still have to double check with people to say, is it really seeing an X, Y, and Z object in front of my house, or is it something different? And, you know, 5 to 10% of the time, it's inaccurate. But as an option for people, particularly to use on your iOS, Android, or Blind Shell Classic 2, and it's free, you don't need to buy the glass with it, it's a great option to have in your toolkit.
I'm curious about it on the Blind Shell Classic, because that's a very different kind of phone. It's got physical buttons.
So the way it works on the Blind Shell Classic 2 is the way you interact with it is not so much, well, there's no touch screen, so you can't touch the screen. You literally use your up and down arrows and then press the OK button to select different options with it, and it talks back the results to you. When it goes off and does its little business about object recognition or face recognition and so on, it plays a cute little really relaxing sound, and then it comes back with the results. So from beginning to end, it's a very straightforward, simple interface, but also quite powerful.
Before we go, a reminder of where there are details of what you've been talking about in this and previous editions of the program.
Indeed. So as always, you can check out my blog site, which is davidwoodbear.podbean.com.
davidwoodbear.podbean.com to write to the program.
You can write to me at Vision Australia, where I work, which is david.woodbridge, how it sounds, at visionaustralia.org.
david.woodbridge@visionaustralia.org. This has been Talking Tech. With me has been Vision Australia's National Advisor on Access Technology, David Woodbridge. I'm Stephen Jolly. Stay safe. We'll talk more tech next week. See you.
This Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech podcast is made possible by Vision Store. Remember, all Vision stores are open to the general public. You don't need to be a Vision Australia client to visit. Pop in anytime to browse and shop the latest in assistive technology and more.